during the break or after the meeting. So we may get to contact you for our 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Michelle N. from San Diego.
My name is Michelle and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Kristen, for asking me to speak. I'm really excited to be speaking here at SoCal Speakers. I love this meeting. The last couple speakers have been really good. So my share is going to be directed to the newcomer or the new beginner, the undecideder, or all of you. So I'm an alcoholic. I started drinking at a really young age. I couldn't stop drinking at a really young age, probably when I was like 20. I called my dad and I was like, "Dad, I can't stop drinking. I don't know what to do." And he said, "Well, you know, Michelle, sometimes you have a hard day at work and you come home and you drink a bottle of wine. What you got to do is drink a big glass of water before you go to sleep." My sobriety date is October 31st, 2016. And so that was about 17 years of me, you know, basically being insane, not being able to control my drinking, countless car wrecks. I'm probably guessing around like 20 accidents, maybe like 9 hit and runs. Yeah, sorry. And I don't know how to make an amends for that. I'm looking at my sponsor, and I've been thinking about it. But sorry. I've been institutionalized 14 times for alcoholic insanity, and I tried to kill myself multiple times. I was in a coma 2 different times, in ICU for like 6 days, blah, blah, blah. So you get it? I'm an alcoholic. Okay. So, probably like 5 detoxes ago, I went to detox at McAllister. Detox, and you know, it was a rough room, and this guy there was telling it, he looked kind of like me, he had tattoos like me, you know, and I thought he was cool, you know, and he didn't drink anymore, nor did he do any other drugs, and he was like, "AA is the only way, and if you think there's another way, you go try that and let me know how that works for you," you know, like, I'm telling you, he was kind of an a-hole, but he told the truth, and that's what I don't like this. He told the truth, and that's what I like about him. And at that point, I'd been out like 12 years, and I was tired of it. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll give this AA stuff a shot. Because before I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not doing no AA, you know, because I had to go with my outpatient groups. Anyways, so I came to AA, and I was like, God's not going to work for me, obviously not. I'm gay. People have been calling me a sinner my whole life, telling me I'm going to go to hell. Why would I do this? And then I was in treatment, and it was dark, dude, you know, because I had some really dark valleys, you know, and I was like, why me? What have I done to deserve this in my life? Like, why, you know? And so I had some resentments coming in. Anyways, so I thought I'd give it a shot, and it took me 5 years to get the 1 year that I have today, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what I learned from it. I was trying to do the steps, right? And, you know, it says, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and our lives had become unmanageable. I was like, check, obviously, powerless, duh, life unmanageable, take a look. You know, and I was like, check that one off the list, you know? And then I basically went down to, like, step 4 and was like, give me a pen, let's do this thing, you know? And so I didn't have any problem with the inventory, some people do. I was like, let's get to the bottom of this stuff. And what happened is, like, relapse consistently. Over and over and over again. So it's like that shuffle. And there's guys in our book who do that shuffle too. They come in and they're like, oh, yeah, but I'm not going to do that. You know? And so I moved into sober living about a year ago. And I was like, I'm done. That's it. I'm going to do AA now. I made a choice. You know what I mean? And then I relapsed in sober living. Twice. And it was really, really frustrating. I was frustrated. What the hell is wrong with me? I'm so over this, you know? I'm so over it. And so I decided to do a step study workshop. And so I started studying the steps. And What we do is we take the statements in the book and we turn them into questions. And when I did that, I started understanding what the hell was wrong with me, you know, like the doctor and the doctor. So what I learned, step one is three parts, mind, body, and spirit, right? Body, I'm bodily differently than my fellows, right? The doctor says, in the doctor's opinion, big book, listen, guys, I don't know what's wrong with you. Y'all are fucked up. I can't fix you. But if I could tell you what was wrong with you, it'd be something like this. You have a physical allergy. When you take a drink, your body has a reaction. That's a phenomenon of craving that you can't control. So that means that when I drink, that I can't stop. I don't know when I'm going to stop. I don't know how to stop. And usually for me, I end up going to the psych ward or arrested and then going to the psych ward. The second part was I had an obsession of the mind. Now, I've read the big book many times, and I did not pick up on this step. So it says I have an obsession of the mind. What's the obsession? It's a thought that outweighs all others, right? So the sanity comes vaguely. Have you ever, like, relapsed and just been just, like, gone, you know? And nowhere in there did I think, oh, but what about, you know what's going to happen when you do this, man. Like, you know what's going to happen. Like, and that stops you? That doesn't stop me. I'm mentally different. Like, so I think, like, all these consequences that, like, I'd be like, oh, that's not too smart. I shouldn't pick up that drink because every time I do, you know, shit gets crazy. Like, it doesn't stop. And in fact, my last relapse, I was at a wedding in Texas, and I was just no plan, not a cloud in the sky. There's a guy in the book, Mr. No Clouds, not a cloud in the sky. And then suddenly, the idea... Oh, no, that's the other guy. Anyway, so suddenly he has whiskey in his milk, you know what I mean? And that was me. Suddenly I'm at the wedding with a drink in my hand, and I'm like, how did this even get here? But let's do this thing. And so, and at that time I got to witness the phenomenon of craving for real, dude. I was like on a ride for that. I was like, oh my God, it's real. It's happening to me. But it helped me. My relapse has really helped me a lot to understanding this stuff. And then the third part is that I have a spiritual malady, you know? Like a state of unrest, you know, you might have heard of it. It's like, I'm restless, irritable, and discontent. But the book describes it perfectly on page 52, and it says, this is kind of what it looks like. Sober, right? Sober. I'm having trouble in my personal relationships. I can't control my emotional nature. I'm prey to misery and depression. I'm full of fear. I'm unhappy. A feeling of uselessness, and I can't seem to be of real help to any other people. If I don't find a solution for that, I will continue to go out and use. Like, honestly, like, my second to last relapse, I got a text message, and I was like, this bitch, and I was gone. I was gone. Why? Why am I going to go use over that crap? Because I'm an addict, dude. I'm powerless. So I learned this about the spiritual malady, and I'm telling you this as someone who has been an outpatient for the majority of their life. I have... learned a lot of skills, you know, to try to skill my way in these situations, you know. I got DBT going on, like, I got, like, cognitive behavioral therapy skills going on, and it's not enough. It's just not enough. And so, like, what I learned from doing step one is I'm totally screwed. I learned exactly what it meant for me to be powerless, and I know exactly what that means when my life is unmanageable. It means I cannot manage myself, you know? And so, like, I came to a point, I was like, all right, I'm totally screwed. Nobody can help me, right? So, lack of power, that's my dilemma. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I realize I'm beyond human aid. Like, my mom's not going to keep me sober. Love's not going to keep me sober. The group's not going to keep me sober. This fellowship, not. Like, I have to do something about it. And so I stand at the turning point, you know what I mean? Like, do I go on as I am, knowing what I know, and just keep going? Or do I accept spiritual help? And I was like, dude, I am so done with the way I was living my life, you know? So I was willing to give it a chance. So me, Miss No God, No Way, was like, let's take a look at step two. You know, I was like, all right, I'm ready. And it wasn't easy for me to do step two, but, like, there's a whole specific chapter called We Agnostics that's designed specifically for people like me. And oh my gosh, what did I learn? Is that, like, I don't need to consider another person's conception of God. Like, it says that straight up. You know, because what it is a power. And it says in the book, like, do you believe that deep down inside every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God? And I said, yes, because I felt it. It's something that you feel. We've all felt it at one time or another. And some people sing about it, and some people call it God. Some people have a name for it. Some people make up different names. My friend Kelly says, Alhamdulillah. I'm not sure what that means. But that's her thing. Spirit of the universe, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, journey through the steps, I've had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. My life has been transformed from the inside out. I am blown away by this program. I am in love with AA. I fucking love it. Excuse my language. It saved my life. It saved my life. And, you know, it's like the question is, do I need to have more ease and comfort in this solution than I did having a drink? Yes, I do. Otherwise, why would I do it? You know what I mean? And it's happening. And my mind is blown. So that's why I'm so happy that I got to get up here tonight to tell you guys that this stuff works. Like, I promise that it works. Like, I was hopeless, like, wished I was dead. You know what I mean? And I just am, like, full of gratitude, and I think I'm out of time. So thank you so much.